For MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns, and this is the Coach's File, brought to you by the Goya Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. For the best cold cut deli platters and calzones in the area, it's the Goya Food Store. Joining me today in the Coach's File is Nate Young, senior quarterback, co-captain of the Gloucester Fishermen football team. Nate, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, great start to the season. Exciting 21-19 win over Lynn Classical, who you guys have sort of had their number the last few years, but this was a real test of character to start the season.
Yeah, it was. It was a hard-fought win, nail-biter, and proved that we can play our game late in game, so we know what to do and we can handle the pressure.
You know, certainly you guys looked tremendous in the first half. You got stuffed in that last play of the first half. You didn't get the touchdown. It seemed to give Classical some momentum going into the third quarter. You guys seemed to take a step backwards, but then in the fourth quarter, you really put it back together again and took the game in hand.
Yeah, we all kind of made mistakes after that momentum shift, me especially throwing the interception and the fumble on one of the handoffs. But it took a little bit to recollect ourselves, but once we did and we could play our game and we executed the way that we wanted to, we started moving the ball again. So that was really the key, was just recollecting ourselves and figuring out what we had to do to play our game.
Coming off of last season, you were the backup quarterback. This year, the starting quarterback. How did the off season go for you?
There was pressure because Mike had a good last season, a deep playoff run. So there's pressure on me to be the best that I could be and really fill his shoes. And everybody kind of got on me, you know, like it was never guaranteed. So I have still pressure from Matty Smith. He's a really good quarterback behind me. So he keeps me honest, and I got to stay sharp, and the team lets me know that I have to stay sharp. So,
well, the one pass you seem to have down pat is that sideline out pat and that you threw to Jermaine three times during the game, and that was the one that scored the tying touchdown there late in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we worked that so much in practice, all the routes. I mean, we've been doing that all summer too, just getting together on the field and throwing. So it was really, he wasn't my first read, but he was my check down, and I saw him open. I knew, I was confident in myself that I could make the throw, and I was confident that he was going to make something after the catch. So
now, you said something really important there. You said he wasn't your primary receiver, he was your check down guy. So obviously your offensive line did a great job of giving you time to scan the field, go through your reads, and then find the man to throw to.
Yeah, the offensive line is they've been awesome. There are some question marks because, I mean, the whole offensive line from last season graduated, but I have total trust in the guys now. They've been working hard in the offseason. They've got the offense down packed. They know their assignments, what they have to do, and they're just a tough line, and I have total trust in them.
And, you know, that's one of the biggest, as you said, with the, you know, graduating everybody and starting in with a whole new line and getting into the flow of the wing team, because it's a very exact offense.
Yeah, it is. We have one returner, and that's Kyle Aquapel, and you can kind of tell that he's had that game experience, so he knows that if someone else is blocking who he's supposed to have, that he just goes downfield, he finds work for himself. But the whole line has really stepped up, and they all know their assignments now. They know their rules, who to block, when to block them, who to block against what defense. And that was just all repetition, and the coaches throwing different defenses at us and really preparing us for the season.
You know, certainly when you had that kind of transition and the number of starters that you lost from last year, the preseason games are critical because it's there where you get everybody into a real flow and you see who really should be out there as the starting unit, who you can rely upon, but also get those reps in where the execution is over and over again.
Yeah, that's definitely true, and we saw a lot of growth. I mean, from the Triton scrimmage to the Peabody scrimmage, the Triton scrimmage, it kind of shocked us, you know. We hadn't really been hitting that much in practice, and then it was suddenly full contact, and we were playing different guys, and it's a lot faster. It's faster than a practice. But there was a lot of growth going into from the Triton scrimmage to the Peabody scrimmage, and we really gained our confidence in that Peabody scrimmage because we know what we had to work on, but we know that we can play at a high level.
And Triton defeated Peabody last weekend, and a lot of people looking at that score with some surprise, but Triton has been a program that's been up and coming, and it was probably a great test for you guys.
Yeah, it really tested the defense with their zone read. It's a totally new defense too, so we were kind of getting used to it. We've really settled in now, but that first scrimmage, we weren't really sure what was going to get thrown at us, and they did really well on offense, but our offense and defense kind of settled in towards the end of that scrimmage, so we had a lot of confidence coming out of it.
Good. Okay, let's go to this weekend. Massive game. Not a conference game, but it's a league game It's one of those traditional battle games that Gloucester and Beverly fight every single year for bragging rights.
Yeah, it's a big game. We've had this circled on our calendars for a while because there's definitely a rivalry there between Gloucester and Beverly, and especially the way that we played each other last year where they totally blew us out the first game, but we were able to make that amazing comeback. So they probably want to sink their teeth into us, and we don't want to let them do that. So it's really about pride in this game, and we want to win this game a lot, and I'm sure they do too.
Have you seen an uptick in the level of intensity knowing you guys are going up against Beverly this weekend at practice?
Yeah, yep. I mean, there's always intensity at practice, but when you know you're playing Beverly, and we all really want to get this win, the seniors especially, we get on the younger guys like, come on, you got to – bring the intensity. You got to be amped for practice. And I know it seems like a grind now, but come Saturday, practice is really going to prepare us. So there's definitely an energy in the air in practice.
Great. Nate, I want to wish you a lot of luck for this Saturday against Beverly and for the rest of the season as you guys wear on.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. That's been Nate Young, the senior quarterback for the Gloucester Fishermen, talking about last week and this week's upcoming game against the Beverly Panthers. That'll be at Hertz Stadium at 1:30. And you can hear it right here on MSO Web Radio. So for MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns.